compute it. Okay, so you might have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And so the bass, you know, in Band the Box might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, just playing the roots. And so what I would suggest is if you were a real bass player would be playing something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, yes.
So there would be not only playing the fifths in between, but playing little bass runs between the chords. And it gives more interest, but it also pushes you to the next chord. You can feel if you're just doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's no movement towards the chord. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do now.
So that's what I was getting at. And I think, you know, a good bass player, when they see the chords, will fill that stuff in automatically.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try with Robert, see what he can come up with using his keyboard.
Right, and Robert, I'm sure, does all that, you know, naturally when he plays.
Yes, yes. And Daryl said he might be able to play around with some MIDI tracks and see what he can come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a matter of manipulating what we have electronically, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah.
So he knows a bass player that charges $50 per song.
That may be a reasonable thing to do. It depends, you know, what stage. You can probably get away with, you know, someone like Robert playing the bass line there. But, you know, I have done songs. So often I play my own bass line, but sometimes I do have hired people. It's worth it to get a bass player in for $50 and have something authentic.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And so all the bass player would need is the chord chart, you know. So are you comfortable writing that up?
Well, that's you could do that with a Band in the Box.
So they do that, yeah. Okay, then you're good to go.
Yeah, write up the chords, right? They even do it up in notation.
Right. Perfect.
All right. Okay, then.
Okay, onwards. I'm going to get back to work.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my wife to come back from food shopping and then take care of the grandkids so I can get back to my web design course.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I'm refreshing myself on coding, and I'm actually enjoying it now because there's no pressure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great way to learn. Yeah.
I look down at the bottom of the page because the Dreamweaver updated itself, and it's given me some new features and a bunch of errors. So I started, and it's telling you which line the error is at, whereas before you had to read every line of code. Oh, I forgot that.
Right. Right.
And I was telling you there's something missing there. So anyways, I was having fun yesterday trying to figure out how to correct and where the error was in the code. But anyway.
That's great.
That's what I'm going to do this afternoon.
It's a good day when you're learning something. That's
yes, it is.
Yeah.
And tomorrow or maybe this evening, I'll redo the vocals on at Christmas time we do.
Right.
And that's it.
Good. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
See you Tuesday.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Take care.
Yeah. Bye for now.